Subject, coping with a mistake with life-changing consequences. To Shirley and Steve, last July, I broke off my engagement. This was my first serious relationship and the first guy I had ever had sex with. After we broke up, I started seeing this guy I'd known for a while as a rebound situation. I found out in December that I had contracted herpes from this guy. I cannot even be mad at anyone but myself because I knew he had this disease. I guess I didn't care and slept with him anyway. We, or at least I, thought we were being safe. When I found out in December, I felt like the ground had crumbled out beneath me. This was only the second guy I had ever been with. I felt like it is completely unfair that I am having to deal with this. I feel like I'm dealing with it okay, but I have days when I can't do anything because I'm so upset. No one could possibly ever want to be with me. I'm a good person with an awesome personality, and I don't feel like I deserve this. I feel that as soon as I reveal this to someone I am interested in, they will run for the hills. My question is, how do I reveal this appropriately to someone? I've been talking to a guy online for a few months and have no idea how to tell him. He wants to meet in person, but I'm considering calling it off and saying I'm not interested. I don't think I can handle the rejection. Also, how do I fix the way I view myself? I think I am disgusting and unworthy of finding anyone. I don't want them to settle for me when there are many other women out there who are not diseased. Thank you for any advice you can give. I am at my wit's end over this whole thing. Wow. What a letter. First of all, I got to tell you, you're not disgusting and you are worthy. You definitely have value.
Yes, you are.
You know, you cannot think of yourself like that. You really can't. You have a disease. Many people have this virus, I should say. Many people have the herpes virus. We've had a doctor on the show talking about it, about 20% of Americans in the U.S. So the best thing to do is educate yourself. It is not a death sentence. Find out how to live with it. You know, she feels like she's disgusting and she doesn't know what to do. Sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a tough letter. And I mean, you know, it seems as though, you know, she didn't have a lot of experience. She said this was the second guy she'd been with. And so she must have got a little horny, a little over the top and just decided, because if she knew and then decided she just gonna do it anyway. This is where, you know, and, you know, if someone is a hoe, they would not have done that. And so I'm not saying that this was a situation where her experience could have been a little more helpful to her right now. But however, but I digress.
I didn't know you
Listen,
was going this route.
Yeah, I went too far. What I'm coming back to is the point is, that she knew, but she couldn't resist her sexual desires at the time. And so now, it's no reason. You got this disease. It's not a death sentence, like Shirley was saying. Unfortunately, it is something that you have for life, and you have to deal with this in a real way. Get some knowledge, some education about it. But you don't have to be defined by this, young lady. You know, you are a whole person. So the fact that you have this, and this is not something that is going to cause a death type of situation. What you have to do is be real about it, be honest about it, and then, you know, as you start to date someone, you talking about meeting this guy on the internet and you talking on the internet. That's on the internet. Don't do the mentality. Wait till y'all get to know each other before you start revealing something as personal as this, you know, and decide, and then let him decide if he wants to still date you and stuff. But don't feel like you got to reveal it because you liking him right now. Mm-hmm. Again, this seems from lack of experience, you know, again, that you kind of commit and dive in too soon because you just feel like you want to get it all out there. And there's no reason to get it all out there until, you know, you really know that you want to spend some real time with this guy,
right,
and then be honest and be truthful, and then, you know, and y'all can deal with it from there, and protect yourself at all times from the situation, because this doesn't mean you're exempt from any other sexual diseases. So just because you have this, so don't think that, oh, I already got this one, I'm good. No, I can't. So you need to use safe sex from here on out. So and make sure that you are very honest with in going forward, but don't let yourself be defined by this circumstance or by this mistake. Life is long. You're a young lady. You can still do great things and you can still contribute to society without it being about you having this disease, you know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.